Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me, CJ and Bubble Boy.
Hola.
So, you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to make America dive again?
I would say I was born ready, but really I was born bloody and screaming.
Okay, we're going to dive a wall. It's going to be a great wall, a big wall. And who's going to pay for the wall?
The Mexicans!
No.
No.
The Cubans?
A shrimp or fish or, you know,
eels.
Marine creatures. Yeah.
Sea life doesn't have jobs.
The bleached coral, that's going to pay for the
wall.
What
currency will you accept? Scale?
Yo! Well, okay, look, it ain't going to get any better. So you've been warned.
I am woefully unprepared again.
You will find no brain coral on the show.
All right. Also connected via the web today, we have my buddy Casey. We have Eric Douglas and also the Scuba Cowboys with us. Guys, how are you?
Yay! Glad to be here.
All right. There you go. Everybody's ready. I hear Pup way in the background.
I hear something.
He sounds
louder.
Yes. Yeah, so you're having a microphone issue there, buddy. Whoa, hey, that's the wrong way.
There goes his ear.
Turn it the other way. All right, just mute that thing right now, Pup. We'll figure it out at the commercial break.
Put that thing away.
Hey, boy. Yeah, it's his microphone is huge, but he's having some kind of technical difficulty. But he just got back from Key West, so he's probably not all there. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm jealous.
He was at Meeting of the Minds, which is a Parrot Head convention. He was gigging down there in Florida Keys.
Perfect.
Hey, yeah. Key West is like their own little world. Maybe they'd pay for the wall.
That is very unlikely. They are pretty much their own independent republic.
We
the
can build
republic.
It full of shells.
You know what? Why doesn't Pink Floyd pay for it?
They knock it down.
Yeah, good point.
We're going to make them pay for it.
I think they're going to sue. I think... Roger Walton Waters and all those guys are going to sue somebody.
You've got to eat your meat before we build a wall.
Okay.
Right. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Oh, yeah. That's just...
You stand still with it!
Interesting. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, all those classic rock references will put you in the right frame of mind for today's two-hour radio spectacular. Because we got a lot of stuff to cover. You know, of course, we got this election thing. But I figure, why not twist it? Because once it's over on Tuesday, we got to do something to get everybody's mind off of the election, off of partisanship. And I said last week, I'm throwing my name in the hat. I mean, look, Hillary's unfit, Trump's unfit, I'm unfit. Why not?
I think you're pretty fit.
Well, okay, yeah, you got me on that, and my cardiologist did give me the thumbs up this week. So.
Incompetent, sure. Inexperienced, sure.
Okay.
But definitely fit.
All right. But I figure, why not,
Where did he give you the thumbs up?
You're thinking of a proctologist.
Hey. Shush. Just stop it. That was a different appointment.
Pulled it out and said, what a good boy am
I. Oh, quit it. All right. So, but I figured, why not? If they're doing it, you can, if you want to write in Scuba Radio or whatever, and because you don't know what to do, feel free. I mean, Tell the candidates to suck it, and let's make America dive again.
Wouldn't that be funny to see on the news channels on Tuesday night? In Florida, we're getting a lot of write-ins for a Scuba Radio.
Yeah. What is Scuba Radio? I could be a total spoiler, couldn't I?
You could be the Ross Perot of 2016.
I could be the Hanging Chad of 2000. Anyway, yeah.
Greg Holt wants to dive a wall, not build it.
Well, okay, there's that. But anyway, you know, regardless, after this thing is over, let's go diving. Let's get the candidates to go diving. Let's get the entire Congress to go diving and force them to work with each other. They'll be underwater. They can't hear each other talk, which obviously is the beginning, you know, parts of an argument, because they're not. But if they go underwater and into the silent world, they'll have no choice but to work together, and then they'll come out as, you know, better for it,
I think. It's perfect.
For America.
Because financially, the country's already underwater.
No, there you go.
Deep, deep underwater.
True. We got that. So we got that to meander through today and to annoy you with.
I'm going
to
go kill myself.
Okay.
I'm depressed.
Also, did you guys catch the premiere?
You gonna jump off a wall?
Did you catch the premiere of Megan Heaney Greer's Treasure Quest show last night? Treasure Quest Snake Island on Discovery debuted last night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time on the Discovery Channel. I will tell you, I did. I watched it. It was friggin' awesome.
Can you get it on demand? Because I got to go back and watch
it. Yes, they'll be playing it all weekend, all week. Look for it on your local listings on Discovery Channel. Treasure Quest Snake Island Season 2 debuted last night. And they'll be repeating it for sure. But I got to tell you, it is a bump up from last season for sure. First episode was phenomenal. It's a bummer Jerry the Diver guy's not here, but he's taking his kid to a movie today. So he asked permission to do so, and I said, absolutely not. And he didn't listen to me, as he normally does, and did not appear on the show today. However, he is a huge fan, and I know that he gives it two fins up as well. So congrats to Megan, Megan Heaney Greer, one of our good friends. She was on the show last week, giving us a little preview. And man, I'll tell you what, I think if anything, she underhyped it. I was like, wow, that was intense. There were two times during the show, in the 1 hour show, where Megan looked like she was in serious jeopardy. One was a diving thing. Another thing, she almost got bit by a seriously poisonous snake, a huge snake.
Is this the show where they get naked and walk around in the mud with sticks?
I don't think
that was a snake.
Hey, quit it. No, she wouldn't do that. Darn. No, but regardless, no.
I definitely watched that Treasure
Quest Snake Island. Go check it out. There was some diving in it. And yeah, and Megan's going to join us at the DEMA show in Vegas in a couple
weeks.
Was it the
Zero Viz Megan was telling us about last year?
It was, yeah. She made the comment about, you know, preparing for that dive and putting the foil over her mask. And I said, well, that doesn't seem very smart because the foil would reflect. But, you know, that was just me. But, yeah, she talked about that a little bit on the show.
I think it was all about not seeing.
Yes, maybe. It very well could be. But a lot of cool stuff for sure. So, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And feel free to, you know, share that with your friends. You know, Megan's a good friend of the dive industry. And once again, she's going to join us in DEMA, or at DEMA in Las Vegas. So that'll be a lot of fun to hang with a big TV star at the show.
That's the Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association.
Wow, that is impressive.
I mean,
Curly Johnson has been doing his homework.
Somebody just tunes in. They're like, DEMA? What's DEMA?
Yes, we talk code.
Greg has a DEMA now?
When you're a diver, you have a tendency to talk in code and acronyms. SCUBA, Bubble Boy, stands for?
Self.
Come on.
Septuagenarians. Cuddling under broken asphalt.
Wow, that is good. Right off the top of your head.
I'm close, right?
Yeah.
I think he's been bit by that snake.
Yeah. Maybe not so much.
I'm snake bit.
Okay. Well, you know, CJ does have some big news. And Eric, are you there? Come in, Eric. Eric Douglas.
I'm just here and listening in awe.
Yes. Well, he, the soothing sounds of CJ's voice. I have enthralled Eric, and there's a reason why. What is that all about?
That was ridiculous.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, I just speak the truth. And you know,
I've been listening to him a lot lately.
You have, because today...
Not like this.
We have major news about Eric's latest book, Oil and Water, You know, it's been out a few weeks on Amazon and all throughout the, you know, booksbyair.com.
Wait, drum roll, please.
Yeah. Today, it is now officially available as an audiobook, and the guy who reads it is none other than our very own CJ. And
I'm a narrator.
He does a fantastic job. Don't let him kid you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Man.
Bravo!
I have a couple clips. If you guys allow me, I will play some of Curly Johnson's rendition of Oil and Water next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Do I have your permission?
You absolutely do.
Aye. Do it.
Actually, it was CJ who I was expecting the permission from.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Just checking. And that's next. And then some.
Oh, we don't count anymore.
Yeah, no, never. Never did in the first place. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Megan.
Is this rock Megan?
You broke it?
She bubbled?
Where's Megan at?
I just lost the line. Just snapped.
What happened?
It just snapped.
Right. Why did it snap?
Come on,
get the Zodiac. Where was she last, Derek?
It's just right next to me.
Megan, are you okay? This is topside.
All right, guys, look for bubbles. Hey, look for bubbles. Look for bubbles.
Here. Help me. This is the best way.
Emilio,
go down and see if you can.
See bubbles over there. Bubbles over there, Brad.
Is there a current?
Bubbles here.
Megan, are you okay?
Get on.
Topside.
Wow. That is one scene from Treasure Quest, Snake Island, featuring our friend Megan Heaney-Greer. And we had her last week on the show, and I got to tell you, she definitely undersold it. I mean, that one scene where she was diving in zero visibility, and they thought maybe piranhas had got after her because she got separated from her dive buddy. Basically, they were diving in a river, and a log came through and severed their tether line. And they didn't know where she was. And they're throwing chum in the water to try to draw the piranhas away. I mean, it was insanity.
When really, they're
attracting. I don't think that helps if you're in the water where the chum is. That's not going to draw them away.
Well, you know, Megan was arguing with the other guy on the boat, saying, "Do not put chum in the water when I'm in the water."
Then they started dropping depth charges, and it was just not really good.
Yeah, you know, I think you're watching a different show.
Does the term feeding frenzy ring any bells among these people?
What if we apply several thousand volts of electricity?
Okay. We could do that, too.
Maybe that would bring the divers out of the water. Yes. I agree.
But I'll tell you, it was
capital idea.
It was intense. It was very intense to watch the show. And that wasn't the only time when her life seemed to be in serious peril. And I was like, wow, she wasn't kidding when she said there were some harrowing experiences on the show. That she, you know, she kind of, you know, mentioned that last week on the show. So we're going to have to get a little bit more out of her. Or, you know, when she gets into Vegas for the Dima show here in a couple weeks, maybe she'll need a drink or two.
She'll probably be able to tell us more now that the show's actually on.
Well,
she kept saying she couldn't let it out.
Yeah, she wasn't allowed to talk. She's under a gag order. You know, they don't let them talk at all. But they do let CJ speak. And, you know, like I said, we got big news because Oil and Water, Eric Douglas's latest novella, which has been doing great, just selling, you know, in its paperback form or electronic form, like on Kindle and stuff. Am I right, Eric? It's been selling well.
Yeah, it's doing very well. They're moving copies every day, every week.
Sure, but we figured.
But I'm going to be at DEMA. I get my copy, and I get to pay the author for a signature.
Oh, you could do that. That's going to be tricky on an electronic book, but I'll try.
I just use a Sharpie and sign the front of their Kindle.
Ah, okay.
There you go. That'd work. Something that they sign it so when the book appears, it's there on the cover.
Absolutely. And every other thing that you read. But anyway, you know, it's good stuff. It's a great book, great little novel. And he's expanded into the audio format, and CJ has helped him out. And I figured it'd be only appropriate to give you a little preview of what the audio book of Oil and Water sounds like. So here goes.
Hey, that's my Jeep. Come back here. Mike glanced around to see a young man come running out of the hotel's back door, yelling and waving at him. That was the one thing he hadn't planned on. He had been so focused on avoiding Carol's captors, he hadn't given a thought to the actual owner of the Jeep. Mike hit the accelerator pedal and was rewarded with a throaty growl as the old Jeep's engine roared.
Wow, that is impressive. You know, it kind of draws you right in.
Will they escape?
Will they? I got another cut. Let's see.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him. Hold on! He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. At the last moment, Mike swerved to the side and bounced over the curb and the landscaping that made up the outside of the parking lot. The Jeep bounced into the air and the engine roared as the wheels left the ground. As soon as they hit the main road, Mike downshifted and fought to get the vehicle under control. They bounced twice and then Mike was able to steer. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Not by a long shot.
What happens next?
Yes.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. So, you know, it's great. If you're one of those people that love books but can't read, you can get the... Wait, no, that's not the sales pitch we want on this.
That'd be the dive
group. Where do I buy?
No, it's audiobook. So you can, you know, say you're on your way to the dive boat.
Download it on your phone.
Can't read at the moment.
Yes, that's more appropriate.
It's great for your commute to work.
Yep,
from work.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your phone. Listen to it.
And you know, you capture the excitement well there, CJ.
Well, it's a great story. It's easy. Easy to do.
Yeah. So now it's available.
I thought he did fantastic.
Yeah, I really do. And this literally just went live like late last night, so it's available now at
Audible.com.
Audible. Okay.
Right. Amazon.
Go ahead, CJ.
iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Yeah, that's
There's three. What more do you want?
Yeah. Well, and... Of course.
And just for the record, I just checked. If you go to Amazon, and literally all you have to do is search under books, but with CJ's name, and it'll pop up because he's the narrator on it.
Yeah, that's my my only book. So
that's your only credit on Amazon.
So if you just type in CJ,
Well, C.J. Goodall.
Oh, okay. You do that.
Which no one will remember. So yeah. Just look for Oil and Water by Eric Douglas.
Yeah.
Well, okay, fine.
Or
or the links to all three versions of the book are on my website.
Yeah. If you type in Curly Johnson, that's not going to pull up the right book.
That's
no,
booksbyeric.com.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Booksbyeric.com and Amazon, all that kind of stuff. It's right there. You can get it. And I don't know. How much is it selling for, the audio version?
Audio version is $6.95
okay.
Full price. And to be honest with you, we had nothing to do with the pricing. Audible sets that based on the length of the file size and that sort of thing.
Ah.
But right now it's actually marked down slightly. It's $6.08. So you're saving like 10 or 12%. I guess because of the new release.
Okay.
But, well, a bargain at twice the price.
At least.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, but it is good stuff. It's a great story. Kind of neat to have it in that format. And obviously that plays even better for our Scuba Radio listeners. Because I have no doubt, as I hear, we get emails all the time from people that have a tendency to download Scuba Radio to their iPhone or audio listening device, and they'll catch up with several episodes, and they'll be listening like that. Well, now you know. You can just hop on over to Amazon while you're listening right now and download Oil and Water by Eric Douglas and follow up this two-hour radio spectacular and extend the audio experience just that much longer.
If you close your eyes and drink rum, it's like you're there.
And there is diving in it.
Absolutely. There's a great diving in it, and it features our buddy Mike Scott, who we kind of think is Eric Douglas, really, but Eric won't admit to such shenanigans. I don't want to give away all his secrets, but it is his alter ego, his super. He's like Mike Scott is like his Superman, and Eric Douglas is like his Clark Kent. Am I right, Eric?
I'll probably grudgingly admit that.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Who wants to talk politics? Okay, well, then I guess we won't. We'll just talk about...
Unless you're talking about the make the world a better diving place kind of politics.
Okay, remind me not to hire him as my campaign manager. It's Make America Dive Again, Casey. Come on. Gee,
you
whiz.
Told me it was a free gig. What? How good am I supposed to be for nothing?
Well, you're a volunteer is the technical term, but you're supposed to have that
I'm
stuff.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So was our first army.
Make it great diving again.
Yes, make America dive again. That is my campaign slogan, or something that I think everyone can get behind.
Hey Greg, I have an issue for you that once you're elected, I want you to deal with.
Okay. I listen to my constituents. Yeah, one of those.
I have serious concern about the immigration
Yeah.
There's some. The lionfish are destroying our way of diving life,
yes.
And we've got to do something about them.
The illegal species that
are
invading our waterways. Yes.
Get them out!
Kill
Get them out of here!
So, you know what? We're going to stab them. Or just stab them
and then eat them.
Yeah. No deportation. They're going to be ceviche.
Oh, there you go.
Deport them to my belly.
Yeah, we've never been politically correct on this show. Why start now, right? But yeah, why not? Write me in. I like to go deep. I'm kind of shallow, so that appeals to the diving constituency. What is it again, CJ?
Constituency.
Yeah, that those guys.
And the volunteers.
I'm going to dive a wall. It's going to be a beautiful wall, a big, beautiful wall. And I'm going to have everybody join. And who's going to pay for the wall?
China.
No, you guys, come on, man.
It's pronounced China.
I'm not going to get anywhere if I don't have my guys supporting me the way you guys need to donate.
Nicaragua.
No, 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 no!
Ecuador.
Tried to volunteer Key West, and you shot the plan down.
Yeah, Greg.
The fish. The fish are going to pay for the wall.
Oh, right.
They're not going to pay.
Lionfish will pay for it.
They're going to
die.
They're going to build it. That's
which is another book by Eric. Yeah.
All right, more coming up. We apologize in advance.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Everyone sing, come on.
Shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark doo 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 doo, mommy shark.
Scuba cowboy, take a lead.
Daddy shark doo 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 doo, daddy shark doo doo doo.
Wait, that's not it.
Daddy shark doo 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 doo, daddy shark.
All right, Casey.
Grandma shark doo 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 doo, grandma shark doo 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 doo, grandma shark doo 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 doo, grandma shark.
All right, that's enough. Quit. Stop. For God's sakes. All right, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I can't seem to rally the troops behind this campaign, so we might as well move on to other stuff. I tried to make
America dive again.
I tried, but I'm
that's
just
a delayed
not.
Reaction. This will pop into my head, and I'll be singing it in like 3 days out of nowhere.
What? The Mommy Shark song?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happened last
time. Thank you for that.
I think it's a perfect ticket, Greg. I really do.
A ticket
I'm seeing the platform that you're standing on.
Yeah, okay.
Vote for you. I'm hearing it right now. Greg the Dive Master and the Scuba Cowboy. I mean, does that flow?
Ooh.
I could be a VP, don't you think?
You know what? I would entertain.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you do nothing?
I could do lots of nothing, actually.
Then you'd be perfect.
Hey!
Greg and I have experienced this many times.
Yes. I'm sorry, pup. You may not be worthless enough.
Wait, are you throwing your hat in the ring, or are you throwing Bubble Boy?
No, I'm saying
this?
Pup may be grossly overqualified to be VP.
Are we in a ring or a dive platform or what? I'm confused.
We're looking for the most worthless person of this crew to be my running mate.
That'd be me.
Who could contribute the least?
Because I don't do nothing.
We actually showed up to the headquarters, so
yeah.
I don't know if that's easier than connecting from home.
Yeah, that is.
I've done both, and this
I'm
is harder.
I'm looking at this way. I'm thinking of world summits. I live in Colorado.
True.
Are you following the green path here?
Yeah,
you
know hello. We're going to be a part of the green party. Is that what?
Exactly. We'll go on as the green and blue party, the ocean and weed. We're good.
Love it.
I'm thinking I'm sitting at my bar right now with a microphone, and we could go to every bar in the country and give out free drinks and win this thing.
All right. What's your campaign slogan? Make America dive again and free beer.
Lowering the bar for everyone.
Okay, that's true. You mean bar like bar?
I like it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's not bad.
So even midgets could drink with us.
Or we're the best bar none.
Okay, well, there could be, there might be a, you know, grassroots effort developing here for my candidacy. We'll see. You know,
dead lionfish and live music.
Okay, that's that is another slogan.
You got Lion Hillary, you got Lionfish.
Lionfish Hillary? maybe.
But let's make her into sushi.
There's a mental image. Oof. All right. Well, you know, I kind of missed some opportunities to campaign, like at Meeting of the Minds down there in Key West. Now, Scuba Cowboy just got back from playing that gig. So tell us about it, pup. What was it like, man?
It was awesome. That's all I can say. It started up in Port Richey and just kind of made it, you know, migrated its way down the Keys. And for the first time, this was a big deal to me. While I was in Key West, I had an absolute stranger just come up and go, "Oh my God, you're the Scuba Cowboy!
You owe me money!"
Recognize me in Key West. No, they said CJ owed him money.
Oh, okay, yeah, right, right.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid though. I thought I paid on Mark.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah,
but, so yeah, it was pretty awesome. That so is it was cool. Just musical, just trop rock friends, musicians everywhere. Every single possible platform that there is down there had trop rock music going.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely fantastic.
And for people who don't know, Meeting of the Minds is basically a conglomerate of Parrothead type folks, you know, big Buffett fans, and love the whole tropical music kind of vibe. And a lot of bands and artists go down there and perform for everybody for a few days, and they invited Bup to be a part of that, which is great. You're a perfect fit for that thing, man.
It's my second year in a row, and made a lot of inroads again. And the way I equate it is basically it's kind of like the Grammy Awards for trop rock music. That's really what it is, because it culminates in the award ceremony.
So there's actually a like awards for the different artists? I didn't know that.
There is. There's like Artist of the Year and Horizon Award and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Yeah.
How about that?
Best hat.
Best hat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Scuba Cowboy got that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Did they have such a category? They didn't have that, did they?
They did not, but you know what?
But if they would have.
Myself, yeah, I would have won, of course, but myself and several of the other trop rock artists who do wear cowboy hats have decided we're all going to start our own Facebook pages just for our hats because we have such a collection.
Hmm.
You could call your band Men with Hats.
There you go.
Okay. You could.
And that's why you don't sing.
Instead of Men Without Hats.
That's true. But I think, you don't think they got that covered when those guys were real popular in the 80s? They probably trademarked that.
Thank you.
Oh, brother.
He gets it.
Yeah. Well, if you say so.
Because we're old.
Okay. Well, it does sound good. Were you down there? Did you get any diving in, Pup, or were you only gigging?
I didn't, only because I've been battling a cold for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I just decided that it just didn't feel like I wanted to go underwater. I had a really busy schedule anyhow,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, you know, I'm having a tough enough time breathing as it is.
Well, would you think that event, you know, from a diver's perspective, is that a good time to go down to Key West? If you want to go see
an awesome
great
time.
Live music. Now, the problem is the time of year they do this, it's always on the heels of Fantasy Fest.
Right.
And it's between Fantasy Fest and usually the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, which is this weekend. And for me, it makes it difficult for me to get down there during this time for to celebrate that trop rock music.
So what if you're not into fantasy football?
So, you know, the thing is there's a conflict from that, but if you can get down there, that would be a great thing to spend your surface interval on, is when you're doing some diving, go down there and enjoy some of the live music on display down there in Key West, right?
Maybe next year, Pup can run
times.
Down there.
Wait, say that again, Casey, you and Pup.
So next year, Bubble Boy, me, and Pup can all meet up down there, and we'll get you some interviews for the show since you'll be busy with something useless.
That's probably true. And, and I don't know. I think it would be a good thing, though, wouldn't it, Pup?
It would be a great thing. And as I was saying, the last 2 years, I've actually had a lot of fans from Scuba Radio, of course, invite me to go down and go diving with them while I'm down there. So last year I did. But I just didn't, like I said, I just didn't feel quite up to it this year.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't on top of my game. So I thought it was just a little bit too busy. But a lot of divers go down there.
Yeah, and that was
enjoy all the music.
Did you see Eric down there? Was there Eric from the Scuba guys down there too?
I did not see Eric Stone. I saw pretty much everybody else, just about that you can think of in the tropical rock industry. I was actually shocked at how many people know me. I mean, I've made a lot more dent in that industry than what I even had a clue. So that was really, really nice to find out.
Well, that is,
they all know
that
me
is
by
good.
Name.
Yeah. You know, if I go down there, they know me. But once again, it's from those pictures up at the post office. And
actually, like I think it's from your dancing up at the Garden of Eden. Naked.
Shush. But. Just stop it. That is inappropriate. For
I was with you on that trip filming from outside the building. Let me just.
These are these are WikiLeaks.
Greg was inside with the sausage fest.
These are WikiLeaks. Rumor and innuendo just to bring me down. So just stop it. Stop it now. I'm
Greg,
tired.
I remember when we were
tired of
you
the
were
smut
hanging off that balcony.
Let's just let's focus on making America great again. Don't believe the media. Don't believe, you know, facts and things like that.
Well, we definitely didn't believe it when you were singing the
Big Bamboo
song.
Just stop it. Just stop it now. All right, yeah. But the reason I bring up Eric, you know, Eric Stone, I thought maybe was at the Meeting of the Minds. He is at the boat show this weekend, the Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I did see that he's at the boat show today.
And he's throwing out things at Paul McCartney's at the Fort Lauderdale boat show this weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah, he said he's opening up for him.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yep.
How did he work that gig?
I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool, though.
It is, if it's true. If it's not, it's great publicity. Hey,
Greg,
by the way,
we
need to get Paul McCartney
on the Make America Dive Again.
Yes.
Paul McCartney would be great.
He could write a song for me. You know, I kind of need probably, well, you know, I got all this great music from the Scuba Cowboy. Not to diminish what you've done there, Pup, but I'd probably, I might want to throw it out to Sir Paul just to see if he could come up with something witty.
He may have a little more clout, I'm thinking.
Live and let
dive.
We could
take this campaign worldwide.
Yeah, maybe. All right. All right, we'll get back on track next, I promise. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Slowly.
Whoa. I'm like right in striking zone, you guys. Please don't box it in, okay?
Big. Hold on. There. What is it?
Da-da-da.
It's
one of the most poisonous snakes here in the area. All the back of that head is full of deadly poison.
You might not want to surround it.
I can't move. This thing can lunge like 7 feet.
Yeah, give it a place to go.
Just stay back.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I want to be loved by you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio, also the Scuba Cowboy, and my friend Casey are connected via the web. Jerry, the diver guy, is threatening to call in and share his thoughts on Treasure Quest, Snake Island. Season premiere was last night. Our friend Megan Heaney-Greer, you just heard, being stalked by a snake You know, and she looked that didn't look like acting. She looked like she was pretty freaked out, if you caught that. Now, it's going to be running, you know, 4 weeks probably on the Discovery Channel, but the first episode of an 8-week run debuted last night on the Discovery Channel. So just check your local listings and try to catch Treasure Quest Snake Island. Good stuff for sure. And actually, I see that's Jerry right there calling in.
What?
I think he's at Dollywood again. Jerry, are you at Dollywood? Is that where you're calling in from or what?
No, I'm in Bristol, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the next best thing. I mean, it's right next to
it.
Is
that where they make the hams?
That's close enough.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you saw Treasure Quest Snake Island, I know. And I'm sure.
That goes straight.
Yeah, and you wanted to share your thoughts on it. Did you like it?
Yeah, they left me on a cliffhanger.
What do you mean they left you on a cliffhanger?
I want to know what's in that pot.
Okay, yeah, they found a pot during the episode. Yeah, but what about the stuff with Megan being almost bit by a snake? That was
And then it was great.
Then
I loved it. That snake done put me on edge too. I'd have been running.
You would have been running, huh?
What poor bastard had to suck out the poison?
Well, she didn't get bit there, Carol.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I think she kind of played it down last week on the show. Wouldn't you agree there, Jerry? I mean, she didn't, she said it was kind of harrowing, but I don't think, I mean, I didn't expect it to be that intense from what I saw on the show last night.
That was pretty intense. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I have been bitten by a copperhead.
You have.
And I know what snakes do.
Really?
And
wait, you got bit by a copperhead.
Oh, yes.
Really? Where? Like on your leg or something? Or
on my finger.
On your finger.
Ooh.
And so did someone have to suck the poison out, or did you try to suck? Well, it wouldn't help if you sucked it out yourself. What'd you do?
No. They just took me to the hospital. They said that the snake didn't envenomate me, so I lived to tell the tale.
Okay. But were you freaking out at that time, and had you, like, wet yourself or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had to stop by and get new underwear.
Okay.
Not right. Bad.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I had to change the BVDs.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, I don't know. I do love the show, though. I thought the production value on this new season...
I bet Megan's BVDs were fine.
Oh, shush. Just stop it. She'll never talk to us again with comments like that, Casey. Quit it. So,
this is going to turn out to be a great, great show this season.
I do, too.
It's going to be packed full of adventure.
Yeah. I thought the diving part of it was scary and intense. I mean, she was talking about diving in zero vis. I don't know if I would have done that. I don't know if
take a vote. Who would have gone down in that river?
What do you think, Jerry? Have you done that?
I've been in some black water before, but
right.
I've never been in a river as dark as that one with the current mild on top and raging on the bottom.
Well,
never have.
That's right, yeah, because the current was all over the place. They said they were having problems with that. But what about the piranha? Would that freak you out a little bit?
Piranha probably would. The caimans would get me.
The caimans would bother you. What, Casey, you said the piranhas
I don't think the piranha bother you unless you're actually bleeding. But what would freak me out is being under that water and having a submerged log crash into you.
Yeah, well, and supposedly...
Wasn't it a log that broke their tether?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They had talked about that. So you saw it too, Casey. Did you see the episode or no?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
I was doing some other things at the time, but I had it on, and I'd see it every time I'd go through the living room. I recorded it. I just haven't been able to watch it in full yet.
Understood. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree. The current, you know, that's just whenever you have, like... You know, obstacles underwater, and then you have like zero visibility. I mean, that's seriously that's dangerous stuff, because you know, one of those logs could easily have whacked somebody in the head and knocked them out, and then God help you. You know what I mean? So
I'm sure that was their fear when the line broke that
yeah.
log had hit, smacked her, and was carrying her downstream.
Well, the kicker was they had Chum on the boat, and the guy who wanted to use Chum to draw piranha away from the divers initially.
It doesn't draw them away. It just draws more of them in.
Yeah, but he dumped it out right then, and like the guys are freaking
out. Dumped it out at the boat.
Yeah, I was like, and oh, you could, Megan was furious. You could tell.
I think once I got back upset. In the boat, I would have used him as chum.
Yeah, well, it looked like she was about ready to stab him. I mean, they had a little meeting after and said, look, if I'm in the water, I don't want any chum in the water. Don't be doing that. And the guy says, well, hey, I'm just trying to save your life. You know, kind of, it looked like there was definitely some personality conflicts. About,
I think that was one of the new guys, though, wasn't it?
No, that was, I think, one of the original team members.
Okay.
But he had been hanging back and working in the area for a while, they said. So, I don't know. Interesting stuff. Very intriguing.
Well, you can't blame her. I mean, she's the one in the water. She should be making the calls no
Good
matter
point.
What.
Absolutely. She should. She's the diver. She's the dive master in charge on site. And basically, you know, she pulled rank and called them on it after the dive. So we'll see how it progresses through the rest of the season. All right, coming up in hour two, we're going to talk to a local dive store owner right here in the Orlando area and continue this campaign to make America dive again. It's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.